This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The Trump administration wants to cut fuel economy targets and strip California of its exemption, allowing it to set its own emission standards. There are some automakers basically ignoring what President Trump wants. Joining us to explain the who, what, and why is Detroit business columnist Daniel House. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
So Ford, Volkswagen, BMW, and Honda struck this deal with California about how to go about reducing emissions. So what's the problem with that?
Well, the problem, and I'm not even sure that it is a problem, but what it does do is it leaves out the elephant in the room, as it were, and that's the federal government. California has an exemption under the Clean Air Act to set its own emission standards. And the Trump administration essentially says, we're going to strip you of that ability, which it was going to land this whole thing, you can make book on it, is going to land it in federal court. And I think what the car companies are very concerned about is they've got a lot of balls in the air right now. You know, we've got a pretty good market of the traditional car and truck and SUV business. You've got big bets they're having to make on electrification. You've got tariffs out there that are undercutting, raising their costs and undercutting their ability to compete in certain markets. And now you lay on top of it the uncertainty of a big Donnybrook between California and the federal government over fuel economy standards. And what the car companies want is one single standard. So they're not building one set of cars and vehicles for 35 states and another for 15 states in California. And I think that's the real challenge.
We all know that corporations want certainty. That makes sense. Why make this deal with California, though, if this doesn't really help them get to certainty?
Because I think they are hoping that the federal government will become part of the discussion and that they can all kind of agree. Remember, these are the, as it stands right now, these are the Obama era standards that they're talking about. So they've negotiated down a little bit, and without getting into a bunch of numbers, I'll just say they've negotiated back a little bit from the Obama standard, but much higher than the standard that the Trump administration is proposing, which would be a rollback of the Obama era standards going to 2025. So they're trying to cut what they think is a more achievable deal given market conditions and technological considerations and the prices of fuel and oil and all sorts of other things, and hoping that the Trump administration will become part of the discussions.
Well, you write that these automakers are making these investment decisions risking political reprisals from the president. What kind of reprisals?
Well, President Trump, as anybody within the sound of our voices knows, is not afraid to use Twitter to beat companies about the head and shoulders. And I think the auto companies have been one of his favorite targets, depending on the issue. Ford Motor Company is obviously the most prominent, is the American company prominent in this group that, you know, has decided to take a risk here. And I'm told by people close to the situation that, you know, this isn't about a political snub to the president. This is trying to get this process moving forward instead of it ending up in litigation. Because if it ends up in litigation, they're going to be sitting on the sidelines and they're not going to really know what kind of regulatory environment they're dealing with. And this is it's a very expensive proposition. It's technologically demanding. And this is all landing as they're going through probably the biggest transformation and transition in the industry, certainly in any of our lifetimes. You know, I've recently talked to a CEO of one of the car companies who said, this change is going to come. Now, we can't tell you if it's going to be 5 years or 7 years or 10 years, but it's going to come. And the regulatory environment around the world is also changing and at a faster pace than the United States. And so what the companies are now faced with the situation is that they're going to have one regulatory scheme in the U.S. and another one in places like the EU and China. And that undercuts their ability to compete globally, because what they want to be able to do is use global scale, build the same kind of products for all markets around the world. That's how you manage higher costs. And electrification, at least in the near term, is going to be more expensive than internal combustion engines.
There's not been a huge demand for electric vehicles, though. I mean, you wrote about the recent video from Ford that was designed to show the power of the new electric F-Series pickup. Why make those investments? Why take that chance when we still haven't seen a demand from the people?
That's a great question. And I think it comes down to really one word, and that's regulators. The biggest markets in the world are moving ahead. The cities in Europe are banning diesel engines from the center cities. Some of them are moving ahead and will, at some date certain in the future, 15 or so years out, ban internal combustion engines altogether. Gas, diesel, you name it, not going to be in the cities. Electrification is coming. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to come to everybody's driveway. It doesn't mean that everyone's going to be driving an electric vehicle. But I don't think there's any question that in China, the regulators who have a lot of power are essentially legislating internal combustion engines out of existence. And at some point, the car companies have got to have some certainty as to what's happening. And they know what's happening with the regulators in other parts of the world. Here, it's very politically driven. It's a very partisan process. And the car companies, I think, are showing that they understand where the market is going. And I think the Trump administration has a very different view than the Obama administration. And if President Trump is to lose to a Democrat in next year, and by 2021, you could be back in a different situation because you have a different administration controlling the EPA and setting regulations. And that's part of the problem with our system here is it does tend to yaw back and forth. And these companies have got to manage it, and it can be very tricky.
Daniel Howes is columnist and associate business editor of the Detroit News. You can hear him regularly here on Stateside. Thanks.
You bet.